orchestra presents the Screen Guild Players. The Screen Guild play tonight for me and my gal. The starring players.
This is Judy Garland.
This is Gene Kelly.
And this is Dick Powell.
Tonight, Lady Astor presents the Screen Guild Players in For Me and My Gal. It's a story fondly dedicated to that branch of the show business that was called vaudeville. And it stars Judy Garland as Joe Hayden, Dick Powell as Jimmy Metcalf, and Gene Kelly as Harry Palmer. Back in the days when vaudeville was alive, the mecca of all vaudevillians was the Palace Theater on Broadway. And playing the palace was the object of all their hopes and ambitions. And vaudevillians still gather on the wide sidewalk in front of the theater, and over the traffic noises shout reminiscences of the old times when they killed the people and laid them in the aisles.
You know, before the dim out back when there was a broken heart for every light on Broadway, the palace broke its share, too.
You can say that again. Remember Palmer and Hayden?
Joe Hayden?
Yeah. They played the heartbreak circuit trying to get here.
Yeah?
Yeah. We were all playing Clifton Junction, Iowa at the time they met. Harry Palmer was heading the bill in his comedy trap act, and Joe Hayden was the mechanical doll in my act.
Was that the flash act you called Jimmy Metcalf and Company in a doll shop?
That's right. And oh, what a turkey that was. Anyway, after our first show in Clifton Junction, Joe went for a walk around town. She stopped in a restaurant to get a cup of coffee when Harry Palmer walked up to her table and, without waiting for an invitation, sat down. Joe had been ignoring Harry all day, but that didn't bother Palmer. He had a pretty thick skin.
Hiya, Springtime. Mind if I sit down and have a cup of coffee with you? Well, thanks. I don't mind if I do. I always was a sucker for that old Southern hospitality. Oh, look, Breathless, why don't you come off it? You know you're going to wind up calling me pet names.
Look, I didn't like you at 7 o'clock this morning, and I don't like you now. And if you keep playing your cards right, I'm going to wind up hating you.
Listen, Fancy Face, I caught you on the stage this afternoon. And starting next season, I'm doing a double act. You're going to be my partner.
Oh, I am, huh?
You said it. And standing next to me, you look like $1 million in nickels and dimes. Palmer and Hayden. We'll fracture the people.
Listen, I wouldn't be your partner if they booked us in the palace 51 weeks a year.
I don't get it. Why?
Oh, there are a lot of reasons. But you wouldn't understand any of them. Gee, I feel sorry for an egotist like you.
Oh. Well, look, Miss Hayden, I'm sorry. All that big talk about fracturing the people, that strictly small-town talk and a lonesome night. Say, look, that act you're in needs punching up here and there. Why don't you take this?
What is it?
It's a song I bought. Song for you and me to sing when we play the palace.
Well, I couldn't think of...
Go ahead. It's no good to me without you. You and Jimmy Metcalf can do it.
Well, gosh, I don't know how to thank you. I'm sorry I spoke...
Forget it. You had me pegged. I'm not going to win any blue ribbons for being a great guy. Say, would... Oh, skip it.
Would I what?
Well, I was just going to ask if you could sing the tune with me once, but after the way that...
Well, why not? I'd love to sing it with you, Harry.
You would? Well, come on over to the piano. I'll try to pick it out for you. I'm a one-finger paderewski.
Well, then maybe you better let me play it. Here.
Ding dong, ding dong. Do you hear the bells go ding dong? Do you know? Do you know why they're ringing? Do you know why the birds are singing? Well, you're gonna get a big surprise, 'cause I'm gonna put you wise. The bells are ringing for me and my gal. The birds are singing for me and my gal. Everybody's been knowing to a wedding they're going, and for weeks they've been
sewing every Susie and Sal. They're congregating for me and my gal. The parson's waiting for me and my gal. And sometime we're gonna build a little home for two or three or four or more in Loveland for me and my gal. The bells are ringing for me and my gal. The birds are singing for me and my gal. Everybody's been knowing to a wedding they're going, and for weeks they've been sewing. They've been sewing something old and something new, so something that is new, so they can make a trousseau for my gal. They're congregating for me and my gal. Look here, why, that's the parson waiting for me and my gal. And sometime we're gonna build a little home for two
or three
or four
or five
or maybe more.
Loveland for me and my gal.
I'd been standing outside that little restaurant watching Joe and Harry ad-lib their song and dance routine, and I saw they were absolute naturals for each other. So I hurried back to the hotel to dream up some way to make Joe leave my act and team up with Harry. I was sitting in her room when she... Hi.
Well, make yourself at home.
Well, thanks. I have already. Say, did Harry Palmer ask you to team up with him?
What do you mean?
Well, I was walking around and saw you in that restaurant. You were swell together. Terrific. If he didn't ask you to team up with him, he's crazy.
Well, look, Jimmy, I'm kind of sleepy.
Say, what did you tell him, Joe?
I told him I already had a job.
Yeah? Well, you haven't. I'm breaking up the act, Joe.
What? Oh, no, you're not. I'm not going to have you making any noble sacrifices on my account.
Who said anything about your account or noble sacrifices? I've got a new idea, and I'm going to try it out with Sid Sims. Just the two of us.
You know, if I thought you were trying to pave the way for me...
Oh, now, wait a minute. What are you talking about? This is business. Good business for everybody.
Gee, Palmer and Hayden. Think of that.
Huh?
Palmer and Hayden. That's the way we're going to bill ourselves.
Well, as it turned out, breaking up the old act was good business for me.
Yep, Metcalf and Sims did all right.
Yeah, but Joe and Harry didn't get the breaks. And with both our acts busy, we didn't run into each other again until late 1917, after America had entered in the First World War. Sid and I had closed in Minneapolis, and we were heading for the Palace when I read in Variety that Palmer and Hayden were playing in the Aladdin Theater in Chicago. So I went down there to see them, between trains. And when I got there, Joe was feeling pretty low and lonely.
Gosh, I'm sorry Harry isn't here, Jimmy, but he's out with a friend. You'll never guess who, either. Eve Menard.
Eve Menard? The headliner at the Majestic?
Uh-huh.
Say, he's traveling in pretty fast company. Where'd he meet her?
Oh, on the train last night. You know Harry. She's a big success, and she's pretty, and... Well...
Joe, you're in love with that guy, aren't you?
Harry? Oh, no, I'm not in love.
Hey, Shorty. Remember me, Jimmy Metcalf? The fellow who played Clinton Junction with you? Now, come on, level with me.
Oh, Jimmy, it's way down deep inside me. He's wrong, but I love him. It's no good. Gee, what do you do when you love somebody so much and they don't even know you're around?
I don't know, Joe. I guess you just keep running loving him.
Say, Joe... Well, hello, stranger.
Oh, hi, Harry.
Jimmy, I hear you're doing all right for yourself these days.
Oh, not so bad.
Well, I always like to see a young fella get ahead.
Harry, we're on in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, I know. You better go on first and give me a chance to change.
All right, but hurry, please.
Now, how about you two having supper with me after the show tonight?
Gee, I'd like to, Jimmy, but I got a date with Eve. You kids figure out something for yourselves. I got to change.
So that's the way it is, huh, Shorty?
Yeah. That's the way it is, Jimmy.
Well, you don't want to miss your cue.
No.
Make it good, Shorty. I'll be out front watching you.
All right, Jimmy. I'll make it good.
After you've gone and left me crying, after you've gone, there's no denying, you feel blue, you feel sad, you miss the bestest pal you ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it, there'll come a time when you'll regret it. Someday when you go lonely, your heart will break like mine and you'll want me only. After you've gone, after you've gone.
Just a moment with the second half of For Me and My Gal, starring Judy Garland, Gene Kelly, and Dick Powell. But first, here's a word from our hostess, Lady Esther.
In a recent magazine article addressed to the women of America, an important government official said, "There's nothing new about women in factories, but what is new are the kinds of jobs women are doing today and the kinds of women who are doing them." Well, we all know the tough, man-sized jobs women are now doing. And as for the kinds of women, just look at their pictures in newspapers and magazines. One thing is very evident. They're not letting their jobs make them look any less attractive. Their skin may be taking a lot more punishment from grease and flying dust, but they've turned to methods that meet today's special needs. Methods that help keep their skin radiantly clean, fresh, and attractive, even under the most trying conditions. Now, thousands of women in war work have changed to Lady Esther four-purpose face cream, and there's a very good reason why. Here's one cream that, by itself, does four different things, always imprism to the skin, but right now especially so. First, Lady Esther face cream thoroughly cleans your skin, removing even stubborn dirt from the pore openings. Second, it softens your skin, relieves the dryness that often causes little lines, especially in these tense and anxious times. Third, it helps nature refine the pores. And fourth, it leaves a perfect non-sticky base for powder. Now, if you're beginning to notice tired lines here and there due to dryness or perhaps an occasional blemish or big pore, don't wait for more serious skin troubles. Start using Lady Esther four-purpose face cream. And remember, this one cream is all you need for the complete care of your...